Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
So your sister's been leaving mad stuff on your wall again?
Kate, no. I got a really nice message from Daisy.
Daisy?
Is it my best friend from school?
Oh yeah, Daisy. So what's she up to?
Well, you know they're all going to Austria at Easter. You do, I told you. Skiing. Her and Ned, her boyfriend, and Becky and Charlotte and the rest.
So a big reunion then?
Yeah, the old St. Mag's crew. Only Becky's just landed an internship, so she and her boyfriend Charlie are dropping out.
Ah, shame.
Yeah. Now, of course, Daisy wants us to, like, stand in for them.
Right.
Well, we'd be the obvious choice, really. I mean, she did ask us in the first place before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I mean, there's no way we can go, of course, even if we wanted to.
No.
Not just the money.
Or getting the time off, either.
Right. And, I mean, skiing, you remember what it's like. They're in a chalet, they'll spend most of the time getting totally wasted. It'll be like right back to year 11 again. Some of us have moved on from all that, haven't we?
Yeah. So you're not too disappointed then?
What, me? Disappointed? No.
So everything okay? Was the train on time?
Yes, no hold-ups.
Oh.
Sad to see her go, of course.
So long as she gets her plane.
Yes, she should be fine.
Anyway, thanks for taking her.
Oh, I was happy to. We had a nice little chat in the car.
You mean you still had things left to talk about?
Oh, Brian. I know we've been lucky to have her for 2 whole days.
Yes, all right.
Well, first the meeting on Friday, then you and she spent most of yesterday shut away in your study. I didn't see that much of her, really.
No, I'm sorry, Di, sorry. Because we did have a lot of ground to cover, business.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm off down to look at the deer.
Brian, about the meeting.
Oh, come on, you're not still worrying about it.
Well, Debbie still seems quite positive about it all. That it went better than she'd expected, but...
Yes, yes, she does.
Well, do you think she's right? I mean,
as I said, I'm not really the person to ask. I was too busy fielding the questions.
Yeah, but what about me? I had Pat standing up behind me on one side and Ruth on the other. It felt as if I was under siege.
Well, Martin agrees with Debbie, and so does Annabelle. They've got no family axes to grind.
Anyway, it was lovely to have Debbie and to see her on such good form. I only wish she'd had a chance to have a proper talk with Adam.
Ah, well, yeah.
To get together and sort things out.
Things?
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, maybe it's just as well.
What?
That they didn't talk. I mean, you know Adam's not about to change his views. In fact, he seems to be digging himself in even deeper.
Oh.
He and Debbie aren't likely to kiss and make up in the near future.
But if they can't even talk about it...
Well, maybe it's a case of least said, soonest mended.
Oh, come on, that's absurd.
Let's just be grateful that he had the courtesy not to come to the meeting and really make things difficult.
Have you said that to him?
Well, no, I've not seen him since then, not to speak to anyway.
Well, if no one else is willing to talk to him, I...
Jenny.
All right. No, I won't mention the dairy scheme. But I've not seen him all weekend either, and I'll just see how he's doing.
Yeah, if you can find him.
Well, do you know where he is?
Well, if he's not down with the lambs, he might have gone to walk the crops at Brookfield.
Oh, OK, all right. I'll see you later.
Oh, no, that cunt!
Ruth!
I can't believe it!
Get those teas up if you want. Ruth? Hey. Hey, what's all this?
Oh, David.
Oh, whoa. Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, it's just too much. We can't do it.
What, do what?
There, look, on the screen.
Oh, the electricity bill.
Our new payment. Look at it. That must be wrong, surely. They must have made a mistake.
Now, it's quite a big hike, but... okay. It's not so bad. We'll manage.
It's all going up and up. Everything. And we've got no more coming in.
No, I know. I know. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, make a few adjustments. Maybe shift a bit from another account. And,
but, I mean, how much longer can we do this? It just goes on and on, one thing after another.
I know.
We try our best, we do everything right, and it's still no good. Why is it so hard? Why isn't it working?
Hey. I wish I had the answer to that, love.
Mean to make such a
no,
fuss.
No, it's all right. You're tired, it's half the problem. You've been going flat out. And... well, after all the stress of the past few weeks, you know.
Yeah.
And then you put so much into the build-up for the BL meeting. No wonder it's getting to you. Eh?
Yeah, maybe.
I've had the lambs and we've both had so much on. Not had a moment. And I know we've rowed about stuff, but we've not really had a proper chance to talk, have we?
You're right about the meeting. I spent all last week getting fired up about it, and now...
You made your point. You spoke up for what you believe. I was proud of you.
Thanks. But all that stuff Debbie said... about there being more than one way of dairy farming.
Yeah, well, she did come over just a tiny bit smug and patronising.
But maybe she had a reason. We were really not such a shining example of low-input dairy, are we?
Well, maybe we are up against it right now.
That's why I was sitting here wondering how to pay the bills.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to go and check on the lambs, so why don't you come out with me? Hey.
We could go up round the edge of Leader's Wood.
Why?
You wanted to pick some catkins to put in the vase your gran gave us.
No, I don't want catkins.
Fine. So which way?
Oh, I knew it. My welly's gone leaking.
Okay.
Oh, I hate this time of year. Ice immersion grey skies. Why can't it be proper spring now?
It's almost.
Oh, shut up. You're really not helping.
Sorry. So, this has got nothing to do with...
With what?
With you not going to Austria with your mates.
No.
Only, I could understand if you felt a bit left out, you know?
Chris, no. I'm not feeling left out and no, I don't want to go. All right?
Yeah, fine. I just don't want you feeling upset because you want to really, but you don't want to say.
All right. So, you know, maybe it would be nice to go away and see... all my old friends and go skiing, but you know I can't because it's impossible. So there's no point in even thinking about it, is there?
Alice?
No, I'm going for a walk. I'll see you later.
Hey, look at them go. Full of the joys, eh?
Yeah.
And they should make us a decent margin when they go off. Touch wood.
Don't say that too loud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I got so upset.
No. I know, love. I hate to see you that way, but... we can't go on like this, can we? I mean, you said it yourself. We've tried everything with the cows. We've done everything right, and it's still not working. So where do we go from here?
That's what I spend most of my waking hours thinking about.
Okay, so let me just say this. All right, maybe we are just too fixed on doing things our own way. Maybe the time really has come for us to bite the bullet and...
No, David.
Ruth, it wouldn't be admitting defeat. Nobody could have done more than you. Nobody could have tried harder.
David, please. Don't let's start this again. Can't you see... if I give up the cows, I might as well give up farming.
All right. I understand that that's how you feel. But we are still left with the same problem.
Oh,
not now, please.
Hi, Jennifer.
I can't do this, David. I can't talk to
Ruth.
I'm looking for Adam. And Brian thought he might be walking.
I'll see you later.
Oh. Sorry, the cows are out daytimes now, so she's got to fetch them in.
Yes, yes, I see.
You missed Adam. I'm afraid he's been and gone.
Oh, right. Oh, well, not to worry. I shan't disturb you any longer.
So I got cross and shouted at him. Now I'm feeling horrible.
What, skiing with your school chum? I can see it's a disappointment for
no.
you.
Dad, I'm not disappointed. It's only because I know I can't go. If I could, I wouldn't want to. See? Now Chris is feeling upset and guilty because he thinks it's all because
Alice!
Of him.
Alice!
Well, why not talk it through with your mother? I'm sure she'll understand.
Oh, you're in here.
Hi, Mum.
Hello. And see who I met in the yard.
Hiya.
Chris.
And look what he's brought you.
Catkins. Oh.
Well, I passed some as I came by the wood, you know.
Oh, lovely. Oh, you're so sweet. You're so good to me.
Yeah?
And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout at you. I didn't really want to go to Austria.
No?
No. I'd much rather stay here and have a nice Easter egg with you.
Good.
Good. Well,
Shall we have some tea?
Yeah, it's okay. Me and Chris will get it.
Oh, all right.
And we'll put these in some mortar. Come on, Chris.
Hey, and I had another thought. Mm. You know Tom took Brenda snowboarding for her birthday?
Oh, yeah.
So I thought maybe I'd book us a skiing session, if you like. My treat.
Oh, hey, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Ah, well, young love, eh?
I wish I had their problems.
Come on, cheer up. Our life's not too bad.
I've just been to Brookfield to look for Adam.
Oh, did you find him?
No. But when I saw Ruth, she pretty well cut me dead.
What?
Mm-hmm. She just walked off. She didn't even say hello. Even David looked embarrassed.
Well, maybe she's having a bad day.
Oh, you know why. She's so against this dairy scheme. You heard the way she spoke at the meeting.
Well, why should she hold that against you?
Because it's tearing the whole family apart. And we've already got Pat and Tony at war with us. And now Ruth.
It's the little things, Susan. Just have me dinner in peace. No telly on. No tights all over the bathroom.
Yeah, oh, no. Well, they're gone now. Happily settled with Dad and Gary.
Yeah, fingers crossed, eh?
Oh, yeah. Called on Tracy after work. She's loving her new room. And Dad seems happy too.
Good. Well, I'm off to the pigs.
Neil?
You're nipping into town, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, just for half an hour to go to the chemist. So I'm back in time to start at the shop.
Oh, well, I'll see you later then.
No, Neil, hold on.
Yeah?
Well, I know you've done so much for Dad and Tracy, and I can quite understand why you told Dad you weren't going to do any more.
Yes, and I hope he got the message.
Well,
Susan? Oh, what's he been telling you?
Well, no, it's not for himself. It's for Gary.
No, no, I already told him.
All right, no, but look, if you just listen for a moment. The thing is, I can't help feeling a bit sorry for Gary. I mean, he doesn't complain, but he's not got much of a life, has he? And Dad's right. Now everyone's got a lovely newly painted room apart from him.
I'm sorry, Susan, I can't. I've had enough.
But it's not a very big room, Neil. It wouldn't take you long.
I don't care how small it is.
And well, look, I was talking to Alan yesterday about his ideas for Lent.
Lent? What's that got to do with it?
Well, you remember what Alan said about us all doing random acts of kindness.
Yeah, but haven't I been kind enough already?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Well, I... Oh, all right, I'll think about it. But I'm not making any promises.
All right, fair enough. But I'll let you get on.
Yeah. Oh, And Susan, talking of Lent, you know what else Alan said about giving up gossip?
Oh, that's...
Well, if I'm doing this, maybe you should try it.
Me? Give up gossip? That's not much of a challenge.
Well, cheers, Annabelle.
Cheers.
Nice to be somewhere we can relax after Friday's ordeal.
I was expecting it to be a simple damage limitation exercise, but I'd say we held our own.
Well, it'd be nice to think so.
And not least because of the skillful way you and Debbie handled the questions from the floor.
Really?
Yes, come on. Credit where credit's due.
Well, thanks. Well, coming from you, that's quite a compliment.
So, on to the next stage. Borsetshire Planning Department.
Yes, another tough nut.
Well, they're not going to roll over and wave it all through, that's for sure.
Sadly not, I'm afraid. The Highway Department, for one. Access problems, increased traffic. You can bet they'll cause a few headaches.
Yes. But with luck and a bit of horse trading...
And there's the Green Brigade, the Conservation Department. All we need is for them to find some rare piece of slime lurking at the bottom of a ditch.
Just have to cross our fingers on that one.
Yes, and present them with the results of our own species survey.
Trees.
Oh, I'm reasonably confident. We've no centuries-old oaks on site, as far as I'm aware.
Good. So, as far as all that goes, with luck we'll be able to deal with anything unforeseen and amend our plans accordingly.
If we really have to.
That still leaves us with the wild card.
The Environment Agency.
Yes, this whole vexed question of slurry contamination.
Well, there's no dodging that one. A serious objection from them could still scupper the whole project. Wouldn't be the first time.
You're not sounding very confident, Brian.
Well, honestly, Annabelle, I'd like to tell you I was, but it's such an unknown. A wild card, as you say. Completely out of our hands.
So, if our additional survey finds no problems either...
Well, let's hope not. But that may not put us in the clear, because, as you well know, the EA have their own way of doing things. Well, there's not much else we can do for now, anyway, except wait.
Well, there is one more wild card still in play.
Oh?
Adam.
Oh, I don't think he'll cause us any more trouble.
Don't you? He could if he chose to, with all his inside knowledge.
Well, why should he want to?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, I don't think you need worry about him. I mean, if he'd wanted to make a fuss, he could have done so at the meeting. And he didn't turn up, did he?
Neil, hi.
Oh, afternoon, Adam.
You back out with the drill?
Yes.
I saw you down there yesterday.
Yeah, still a bit touch and go, but...
Am I blocking you in?
No, that's okay, I can just about...
It won't be long. I tried to park down by Bert and Gary's, but...
And Tracy's too now, right?
Yeah.
I saw she'd moved in, and the kids should liven the place up a bit.
Yeah, not too lively for you, I hope.
Oh, not much danger of that. I thought you were finished with all the decorating.
I am.
So... More paint pots?
Oh, Bert's been going on about poor Gary, how sad he is, because he's the only one who hasn't had his room painted.
All right.
So this paint is for him.
Okay, but you're not going
to... No, I'm not. I've told them I've done enough. I'm leaving this for Gary. If he wants his room painted, he can blooming well do it himself.
Well, I hope I haven't taken up too much of your time, Annabelle.
Not at all.
And I must say, after talking it through, I'm feeling a lot happier. I think we're in a good position to move on to the planning stage.
Yes, I think so too. Although...
Yes?
I don't want to interfere with your family affairs, Brian, but if you could find an excuse to have another word with Adam...
Yes.
So, he didn't come to the meeting, but that could have been for any number of reasons. It's better to keep the lines of communication open if we can.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Well, I shan't say any more.
And I must let you get back to work. Perhaps we can arrange to catch up before the next board meeting.
Yes, all right. Give me a call.
I'll do that. Bye then. And thanks again.
Bye.
Oh, oops. Don't look now.
What?
Across the street, Susan Carter.
Oh.
See her eyes pop? I can almost hear her mind working overtime. She'll think I'm having my wicked way with you.
Really?
Oh, yes. Perhaps we should really give her something to gossip about.
No, no, Brian. I think that's quite enough, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Neil?
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, hiya. Yeah. Oh, nice to be back.
Yeah, just in time. How's the shop?
Oh, fine, yeah. Not too busy.
Tea's up, anyway.
Neil, what's this? Paint pots?
Oh, yes, paint pots.
So what are they doing here?
It's a long story.
Well, go on then, I'm listening.
Well, after what you said this morning about Gary wanting his room painted, well, I thought about it and I didn't want him holding a grudge against me for the rest of his life, so...
Oh, Neil, that is kind.
Wait, I'm not finished yet. I took some paint to your dad this morning and told him if Gary wants it done, he'll have to do it himself.
Oh. Oh, well.
So, half an hour ago, Bert came up here and gave it back again.
What? Why?
Because it turns out Gary doesn't want his room painted after all.
Why?
Because he doesn't want to mess up his Star Trek wallpaper.
Oh.
Or the plastic model of the Starship Enterprise he's got hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, Neil.
Yeah. So, for all your dad's fussing, I needn't have bothered him.
I should have seen this coming.
Susan, he's a 37-year-old man.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd forgotten all about his wallpaper, but... Well, he did ask for a Klingon dictionary for last Christmas.
Oh, Klingon.
Anyway, look, you tried, you did your best. Thanks, love.
Well, it's going to be a while before I touch another paintbrush.
All right, well...
And that paint can go back into the shed.
Yeah. Oh, let's drink our tea, shall we? Oh, and Neil, you'll never guess who I saw in Borchester this afternoon, coming out the feathers. Looking very mighty, they were. All smiles.
Susan, wait. You sure you want to go on?
Well, don't you want to hear?
Well, you know what you said earlier about giving up gossip?
Oh, well, I mean...
And you thought it'd be a doddle, didn't you? It might turn out to be more of a challenge than you thought.
Well...
No, of course, if you don't think you've got the willpower...
Willpower?
Oh, I can see how you're bursting to tell me who you saw outside the feathers.
No. It's a deal. You're on.
Adam?
Ryan?
How'd you get on out there?
Oh, not so bad. I thought I might as well press on while I could use the lights.
Good. I expect you'll want to get on home and have your supper.
Yeah, I'm off now.
But can you just give me a minute or two? I meant to catch up with you over the weekend. It's just to say, well, thanks for not coming to the meeting.
Thanks.
Well, I'm sure Pat and Co. must have been quite disappointed.
Ryan... Whatever my reasons for not coming, I really don't need you to thank me for it.
Well, fair enough. So let's just say I appreciate you choosing not to make it any more difficult for us than it already was.
As it's really no business of mine anymore, why should I?
Of course it's still your business, Adam. You're not excluded. We're all in this together as a family.
Oh, come on. You and Debbie, yes.
Look, all this bad feeling, these warring family headlines, it's not helping anyone. And it doesn't have to be like this. I mean, Debbie and I, we both understand why you're so against the scheme. And while we may disagree, we do respect your point of view.
Respect?
Yes, yes, you have your standards, your ideals, and you're not prepared to compromise.
And is that meant to make me feel better?
Look, what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to talk you round or make you change your mind. But can't we at least be civil about it? Stop all this unnecessary feuding and agree to differ.
Brian, isn't it just a tiny bit late for all this?
Well, I would have said it much sooner if
Well,
you'd...
I'm sorry.
Adam.
It's been a long day. I need to get home.
Adam, please.
Bye.
I've been in touch with this guy about peppers, a horticultural advisor. He's like the Mr. Chili Pepper. He's been a big help. He sent me a bunch of papers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on the most profitable varieties and stuff. And the ideal growing conditions.
Oh, Tom, I've had a long day. I'm way behind and I'm just about to start the milking.
Dad, if we don't start growing them soon, it'll hardly be worth the bother. Every day's costing me money.
Oh, maybe. But there's really nothing I can do about it now.
At least we can talk about it. Have a proper discussion.
I'm sorry, but I'm flat out. I've got other things on my mind.
Oh, sure. What you mean is you can't bear the thought of spending a few quid on a polytunnel.
Tom, please.
Dad, I've told you. It's a great investment. We can sell the surplus at a massive premium through the wholesale markets. How could we possibly lose? I mean, if that isn't a win-win situation,
Tom,
then
I said I am not going to discuss this now.
But why?
Because I am shattered. And if I don't get on, I won't be finished until midnight. So will you shut up about it, please?
Saw Uncle Brian driving through the village. He gave me a nice wave.
Oh, did he?
Yep. And a smile, even.
Oh, I expect he was wondering how to spend the huge profits he'll make from his evil dairy scheme.
Oops, sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Well,
come on, sweetheart, just a little bit more. If it's any consolation, Ian was in the shop this morning, and I get the strong feeling that Adam's still as much against the scheme as ever.
Great. That is just so typical.
What's the matter?
Talk about a brick wall. Why can't he just be reasonable for once in his life?
Tom?
I was trying to have a proper talk with Dad about the Peppers. He wouldn't even listen. He ended up telling me to get lost.
It's all right, darling.
He is in the middle of milking.
Tom, we had an agreement, remember? You said you'd go easy on him.
Yeah, but... well, there's always some excuse, isn't there? Meanwhile, I'm throwing money down the drain, and all he can do is moan about the cost of it all.
Well, if you didn't keep hassling him...
And, well, he does have a point, after all. Oh, great, so you're on his side too? I just don't think that now is the best time to tackle him about it. So when, Mum?
Why can't it wait until tomorrow?
Yeah, and then another day, and another... At least until after milking? No! No, I can't keep putting it off.
Tom!
Milking or no milking, I need to settle this now.
Tom, no, don't be such a... Oh! Dad's got enough to worry about.
Yes.
Look, Mum, can you settle Henry? I'm going to...
No, you stay here. I'll deal with it. Dad! Dad! Dad?
Tom,
right. Dad, what? What's the matter?
Inside my chest.
Your chest? Oh, God.
And my arm.
How bad is it? I mean,
it's bad. It's very bad. Like a crushing.
Okay, Dad. Okay, I'm here now. I'm here. Come on. Put this over you. It's my jacket, okay? There, it's okay, Dad. Shh, just hang in there. You've got to call an ambulance.
The cows.
It's all right, Dad. It's all right. I won't be long. Come on. Yes, ambulance. It's my dad. I think he's having a heart attack.
Hello.
Hiya.
You're back in good time.
Yeah, I left Pete to finish the rounds, so I'm all yours.
Oh, that's nice. Tea's cooking, won't be long.
Great.
Here, you sit down and relax. Oh, and here. See what came this morning.
Oh, yeah?
There, look.
Oh, your new passport. Yeah, very smart.
And look there. See? Nicola Grundy.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's official now, and we can go off anywhere in the world together.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
Jake!
Hello. So what's all this then?
Look what we got.
Hey?
Fireworks!
Oh.
Oh, no. My fault. I was having a clear out. I thought I'd put them back in the cupboard.
Oh, you'd forgotten we had them.
There's rockets!
Yeah, they're from Bonfire Night.
Can we let them off now?
Yeah.
Now? It's not even dark yet.
Please.
What do you reckon, love?
Well, why not?
Yes!
Was our 8-week anniversary on Sunday after all. Definitely need celebrating.
All right. Well, if you're good, we'll let them off after tea. Okay?
OK, Tony? So how's the pain now?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Just try and tell Luke.
Can you tell us how bad it is on a scale of 1 to 10?
8? 9?
Oh, God.
All right, and you say it started about half an hour ago.
Yes, yes.
It can't have been any longer than that. I was here with him.
And he came on fast?
Oh, yes, yes. Out of nowhere.
Okay, now, Tony, me and my mate here, we're going to spray some stuff under your tongue to help with the pain.
Okay.
And we'll do some tests. A blood test and give you an ECG to look at your heartbeat.
Right, here we go.
You had one of those before?
No.
Well, shouldn't you get him straight to hospital?
It won't take too long. We'll put these sticky pads on your chest, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Good, you just hold on there. We'll soon have it done. Then we'll get you into hospital, all right?
Yes, yes.
All right, Tony, just hold me.
He's no history of chest pain or angina.
No, no, nothing like that.
So, it is a heart attack?
It seems most likely, yes. We'll have a better idea in a bit.
But, and then...
We'll call the head to the hospital. They'll have a team waiting.
Okay, but
best
when...
Best thing for you to do is to try not to worry. They'll sort him out. You'll have the best treatment possible.
All right, thanks.
Look, Mum, you'd better go with Dad. I'll stay and deal with the cows.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. They can't wait anymore. I'll have to start, so you stay with him. And
yes.
Stay in touch, Mum. Just call us as soon as you can.
Okay, ready?
Yes!
Ain't no bangs to worry about this time, just colours.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute.
Mum!
Wait! I've put a special CD in the car. There.
That's your wedding song.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, if it's our 8-week anniversary...
You're having another wedding.
No, well, not quite, Mia.
Right then. All ready?
Oh, careful.
There. And... here goes. 5, 4, 3, 2...
There it goes.
Oh, wait.
That's brilliant.
Oh, nice one.
Can we have another one now?
Doctor, yeah, all right. Give us a chance.
No, it's Helen. Can you hold on while I take it?
Okay, then.
Can we have another rocket?
Well...
Hiya.
No, I
want
to
go.
What?
Whoa, you two.
Tony. Oh,
come on, Jake. You let choose this song.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, I see.
No, shh, quiet, both of you.
All right. Yeah, of course.
Nick?
No.
What?
No, don't worry. I'll come straight on over.
Yes, all right.
Shh.
Oh, please, Henry.
Helen? Is there anything? Has Mum called?
No, nothing yet.
How long's she been there now? She must know something.
She said she'd call us as soon as there's any news.
Okay, but...
There. That's better. I'm just going to put you down for a bit now.
Oh, Helen, I can't do this. I can't just hang around here waiting.
What about the cows?
Yes, they're done. They're all sorted.
Okay. Well, I've called Auntie Jennifer, Lillian and David, and I've told them what's happening. And Nick, too.
Well, how's that going to help?
Somebody had to do it, Tom.
All right. All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
And getting like this won't help either. So, please, let's just calm down.
Oh, but we should have known, Helen. I mean, we should have seen this coming, the way Dad's been.
Tom!
Okay, I know, you're right. It's all down to me, the way I kept pushing and hassling him.
Tom,
and...
please! It doesn't matter why, we've just got to stay calm and wait and hope that he... Yes, come in.
Hello?
Oh, Nick.
Helen, I got here as quick as I could.
Thank you so much.
So, any news?
No, we're just waiting.
Okay, well, I can take Henry now if you need to go to the hospital.
Well...
Maybe we should, Helen. Better than waiting here.
No, I think we should...
Oh, quick! Quick, answer it!
Yes,
Mum?
What's happening? How is he?
Shh, Tom, I can't hear.
Put the phone on to speaker.
Mum, are you there? Mum?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
How's Dad? What's happening?
Dad's okay. He's going to be all right.
Oh. So, what happened? Was it his heart?
Yes, it was a heart attack. A blocked artery. But he got here in time. He's already had a small operation.
An operation?
An angioplasty. He's much better now. Out of danger. They'll be taking him up to the ward soon.
Oh, Mum.
Listen, I should get back to him now. I'll call you again as soon as there's any more news. But you can stop worrying. He's going to be all right.
Love? Hmm? How are you feeling now?
Oh, yeah. Not so bad. Much better than before.
Good. Good.
Did you speak to Tom?
Yes.
Is everything all right at home?
Yes. Yes, the cows are all right. Everything's fine. Tom and Helen sent their love.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
So, nothing for you to worry about, eh?
I'm sorry to be such a nuisance.
Tony!
Yeah, well, for a while there, I really thought I was a goner.
Oh, love, don't.
Hey.
I thought the same. I thought...
It's all right. I'm okay now.
Yes. Yes. All right, Helen. Yes. Yes, I see. Bye.
So how is he now?
Well, he's more comfortable and sleeping.
Oh, good.
And Pat's on her way home.
Come on, darling. It's late. There's nothing more either of us can do for now.
No.
We should try and get some sleep ourselves.
Oh, Brian, we should have realised. We should have guessed that something like this would happen.
How?
Well, he's been through so much and he's been looking so tired and awful. And then I was so horrid to him over the website. And I went round there and I said all those terrible things to him.
Now, I'm sure that had nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, it can't have helped, though. And, well, supposing that the worst had happened and we'd never had a chance to make up.
Well, it didn't. Thank goodness. Now, he's out of danger now, Jenny. He's going to be okay.
Mum, you look shattered.
Yes, I am a bit.
Oh. Let me get you something. Would you like a drink?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just sit down for a minute.
So, was Dad still asleep when you left him?
Dozing, yes. But really, much better. He says the pain's all gone now.
Oh, that's great.
His pulse is normal. Blood pressure's fine. He's doing really well.
How long will he have to stay in?
A couple more nights, at least. He might be home on Friday.
Oh, well.
I still can't quite believe it. After the way he was when they took him off. Yeah. We're just so lucky you found him when you did. They say it made all the difference, getting him treated so soon.
It seemed like forever to me. Until we got your call.
Well, no. As I said, it was all very quick. They took him straight down for the procedure.
So, tell us again, Mum. This angioplasty...
Well, I wasn't there, but... they put a line in his artery and inflate a tiny balloon thing to open the blockage. And it takes a few minutes, and once that's done, the blood starts to flow again.
Really?
Then they take the line out and leave a metal stent inside to hold the artery open. I'm not sure how exactly.
So it shouldn't happen again?
Hopefully not.
Oh.
They're going to do some more tests in the morning, so
Then we'll see.
Okay.
Now, you should get straight up to bed, Mum.
Well,
so you can go back and be with him tomorrow.
But there'll be so much to do here. The cows and the dairy.
No, no, that's all taken care of.
And we've got the new launch next week. How are we going to...
Mum, Tom's right. You can leave all that to us. We'll manage.
Yeah. So you can forget about it and be there for Dad.
All right.
But now you need to get some sleep. Come on.
Brian, hi.
Hello. You been here long?
No, just in front of you. See if I can give Tom a hand with the milking.
Any more news?
Well, as far as I know, Tony's still on the mend. I think Pat's on her way back in to see him.
Right.
So Tom and Helen are left to run the place between them.
Well, I don't know if there's much I can do to help, but...
I'm sure they'd appreciate the offer. Have a word with Helen, maybe.
Yes. So poor old Tony, a real bombshell.
Oh, certainly is.
I mean, he's had enough to put up with. He didn't deserve a thing like this.
No.
So I suppose we should be glad it wasn't a whole lot worse.
Yeah. OK, well, why don't you find Helen? I'll go and see how Tom's doing. Hello, Tom.
Oh, David. Thanks for coming over.
No trouble. Do you want me to take over here?
Well...
Come on, mate, you're looking pretty wiped out. I can do the rest.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure you've got plenty of other things to do.
OK, well, thanks. That'd be great.
So, anything I need to watch out for?
Tom?
Oh, Brian.
Sorry, I don't want to get in your way. I just wonder if there's anything I can do to help.
Yeah? Well, that's really kind of you.
Did you find Helen?
Well, I poked my head in the dairy, but I couldn't see her.
No, she's down in the barn with the veg boxes.
Veg boxes?
Oh, hey, you've got all those to do as well.
Yep, our Wednesday routine.
Mm.
So if you really don't mind helping us out, Brian, maybe you could go and give her a hand?
Yes, of course.
I had a text from Tom. Brian's helping Helen with the veg boxes.
Brian? Well, I'm sorry not to see that.
And Tom's got David helping with the cows, and Susan and Jazza are both working extra hours.
Okay. I'll try not to worry then.
Good. Now tell me more about these tests they did this morning.
Oh, yes, echo tests. Ultrasound, you know.
And what do they find?
Oh, the doctors can tell you more. But basically, my heart seems okay. No lasting damage.
None at all? Oh,
none that they could see. That's what they said.
Oh, that's... Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
It's just great, love. It's wonderful. Such good news.
Well, it means I won't be permanently affected. I can get back to work as normal.
Yeah, slow down a bit. All in good time, eh?
Of course, I'll have to take various pills.
Yes.
Every day for the rest of my life.
Lots of people do, don't they?
Oh, yes. Small price to pay.
Yes.
But they still say I can't go home until Friday. Can't really see why.
Now, you just be good. Be patient and do as you're told.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know how you feel about this, but Jennifer called again this morning. She'd like to come and see you.
Well, I don't know, Pat.
OK, you mustn't worry about it. I can easily put her off.
No. If she really wants to come, well, tell her OK.
How's Susan coping in the dairy?
All right, I hope. As soon as we've done these, I can go and help her out.
So who's going to deliver the boxes?
I haven't quite got that far yet.
Well...
If Tom's too stretched, I'll have to go round this evening.
I could do some for you, if you like.
You? Really?
Yes, you put me in the van and point me in the right direction.
Well, thanks. I might have to take you up on it.
Well, I'm here to help in any way I can.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Gosh, look at you both, hard at it.
Hello, Dyke.
Now, I shan't interrupt unless
Unless I can help in any way.
Thanks.
No, no, no. Helen and I are doing fine.
Oh, well, that's good. Brian, I just came in to say that I've talked to Pat, mm-hmm. and she says that Tony's feeling well enough to have visitors.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And she says he's getting quite bored in there already. So I'm going in to see him now.
They're absolutely sure about that.
As sure as they can be. There's been no permanent damage to his heart.
Oh, oh, thank God.
Yes. All because he got treated so quickly, before the heart cells were affected.
And he'll definitely be back home on Friday.
Yes, though even so, it's going to be a while before he's back to any regular work.
No idea how long.
I'm not sure. It may be too early to say.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So we'll just have to be prepared and cope with it somehow.
I guess so.
How have you managed this morning?
Well, it's been pretty tight, but we're just about keeping up. David's offered to do the early milking tomorrow as well.
Oh, that'll be a real help.
Yeah, and maybe more if we need it. But it's not just the hands-on stuff. There's all the paperwork and management.
Yeah.
All the things Dad took care of, so we didn't have to worry about it.
Well, we mustn't let him worry about it now.
I know. I'm feeling bad enough already, Mum.
I know I'm more to blame for this than anyone.
Tom.
Well, wasn't I? You were all busy telling me I should ease up. I was being way too hard on him.
No,
What Helen said, Mum, and it's true. I was. I was just too preoccupied with my own stuff.
Tom, there's no need for all this.
And then when I walked into the parlour last night and saw him...
No, no, no. Tom, come on. No one's to blame for what happened. The best way you can help Dad now is to put it out of your mind and get on with running the farm.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. Which means I won't even have time to go in and see him.
Oh, don't worry about that now. He'll understand. Apricots. And some cherries.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and those strawberry bonbons, you know, you like so much.
Oh, yeah.
You're always pinching mine at the cinema, do you remember?
Yes. Thanks, Jennifer. Lovely.
Well, I thought they'd cheer you up a bit. What? It's quite a nice ward. It's very bright and cosy.
Yeah. I'd sooner be back at home, in my own bed.
Well, yes. I'm sure you soon will be. Mm. Tony. Oh, I'm so glad you're... so much better. You know, you did give us all such a fright.
Yeah, well, it was quite a shock for me too.
Well, yes, of course. And Tony, it's made me think hard about a lot of things and about the last few months and the way I've behaved.
Oh, look, you don't have
please, just let me finish. It's made me realise how mean and awful I've been to you. You know, about the website and all that horrible bad feeling over the loan.
Oh,
and
Jennifer.
No, well, it's all so trivial, isn't it? So silly and pointless compared to the things that really matter.
It's okay. You don't have to explain. Oh, I know what you're trying to say.
Do you?
Yes. Yes, and you're absolutely right. None of it really matters. Other things are far more important.
So, can we forget about it? Leave it all behind us?
Oh, Jennifer. Of course. If you're happy to do that, then so am I.
Elizabeth!
Hi.
I was wondering if you're still on for this afternoon.
The bell ringing?
Yeah, we talked about it at the weekend, remember?
Yes.
So, if either of them are still interested...
Oh, yes, Lily's very keen. She's dying to have a go.
Oh, right.
And I'm sure Freddie would too, but he's got a lesson with Shula after school.
Oh.
Practicing his jumps.
Okay, well, why don't you just bring Lily along?
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Shouldn't take us long. Half an hour or so.
So what time would you like us?
Well, it'll have to be a bit later than I said.
Okay.
Say, 4:15, if that's all right with you.
Yes, that's fine.
I'll be down at Bridge Farm, helping Jazza with the pigs.
Oh, yes, of course.
I wish I could do more, but, well, I got my own to look after.
How are they managing?
Well, as far as I can tell, they're getting by, but it must be a struggle.
Yeah. I'm on my way in to see Tony now.
Oh, right.
Well, as it happens, I do know my way around the coronary care unit.
Hmm.
Oh, I've had several magazines. And your Auntie Jennifer brought me the fruit yesterday.
Whoops, Henry, no, careful.
Nice to see him on such good form.
Oh, he's never been hospital visiting before. It's all been such a thrill.
Ah, is that right, Henry?
All kinds of interesting things to entertain him.
And you say that Nick's been babysitting for you?
She's been brilliant. Oh, and Mum said she'd try and bring Gran in this afternoon.
Oh, did she?
If that's not too much for you.
No. I'm quite happy to see her.
And I'm really, really pleased you've made up with Auntie Jennifer.
Yeah, well, it's a big weight off my mind too. If it lasts.
Dad!
Yeah, just kidding. Honestly, Helen, I'm just so glad it's over. I guess it took something like this to make us, grow up and start behaving like sensible adults again.
Maybe.
So, at least there's one good thing come out of it all.
Oh, Henry.
Sounds like he's had enough.
Yes. Oh, time I was heading back anyway.
Helen.
Hmm?
Well, I know that Tom must be up to his neck in it on the farm, but, well, if he does have a spare few minutes...
You'd like to see him?
Only if he can manage it. If it's too much, tell him not to worry.
Hello?
Oh, Elizabeth, hi.
Hi. Tony.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. I hope this isn't one visitor too many.
Oh, no. It's really good to see you. Grab a seat.
Well, I won't stay too long. I have to pick the children up from school.
Oh, right.
Oh, and here.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
It's for you, from both of them.
Get well card.
Oh, look.
Oh, that's really kind. You can tell them I'm delighted.
Okay then, Dad. Mm. Be good.
Yeah, of course I will. Bye then, love. Bye, Henry.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, and Helen, you remember what I said about Tom, won't you?
This lot are coming on well, anyway.
Yeah. I can take it from here if you want to head off.
You sure? I could hang on a few minutes more if you like. Do the last pen.
No, really. I should be fine. I persuaded Morris to do an extra shift up at the units.
Oh, okay then.
That takes the pressure off. For a couple of hours anyway. And, you've got your bell ringing lesson, haven't you, with,
Lily? Yeah, after school. I've got to see to my own pigs first, though.
Well, you'd better move then.
Well, at least I'll be going back to an empty house. I won't get nabbed by Tracy wanting me to change the bin liners or unblock the shower or...
Oh, yeah.
And Bert seems quite happy to have her there, smoking in the kitchen and messing about with her.
What?
Oh, never mind. Not my problem now. And I don't want you to think I'm gossiping.
You? Why?
Well, Susan's given it up for Lent.
What? Gossiping? Susan?
Yes.
You're kidding, aren't
you? No, I told her if she really wanted a challenge.
Yeah.
And I think she's finding it a bit harder than she thought.
Hiya, how are you getting on?
Oh, hiya, yeah. Not so bad. Thanks to Neil here.
Oh, hi, Neil.
Afternoon. Is your dad okay?
Yes, he's doing fine, thanks. I can't wait to get back home again.
Good. Well, I'll leave you then.
Okay, Neil, yep, thanks.
I'll see you.
Oh, that's good of him.
Yeah, he's been great. Are you going down to the polytunnels?
Yep, Sarah's going to look after Henry.
Right. Well, remember to check the water supply to the lettuces.
Okay. Tom, about Dad.
What? He's okay, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fine. Why don't you go in and see him for yourself?
Yeah, well, I'd like to, but when?
Well, you're nearly done here, aren't you?
Yeah, but then I've got the shop delivery before I start milking.
I could do the shop run for you. Go on. I think Dad would really appreciate it if you could.
I don't know, Helen.
He wants to see you, Tom. He told me. So why don't you go in now?
Are we ready? Can I have a go now?
Wait, Lily.
Yes, we're all set. Now, you come and stand on this box here.
Oh?
So you can reach up for the backstroke. You won't need it when you get a bit taller.
All right.
Where shall I stand?
Oh, you'll be fine where you are, Elizabeth.
Okay.
What do I do now?
Well, you just listen to me and do what I say. I'm going to stand in front of you here.
Whoa! The bells must be so far up above us.
Yes, but when we start, you'll need to look straight
ahead. I
hope
you don't fall.
Not up at the ceiling.
Do you hear that, Lily?
Yes, all right.
Okay. Now, you saw what I did, and when you're ringing on your own, you'll do both strokes, the hand stroke and the back stroke. To start with, you're going to do just the back stroke.
But not like swimming,
Lily.
No. Hold on to the end of the rope with both hands.
Like this?
Yeah, you got it. And now you don't let go of it, whatever happens. Unless I say so, okay?
Okay.
And I'll start with the hand stroke by pulling on the Sally.
Sally?
That's this fluffy stripe bit here.
Lily knows that, don't you, Lily?
Yes, sorry.
So, I'll pull down on the Sally and when I let go it'll whiz up in front of your face, but you don't touch it. You just hold on to the end of the rope and let it lift your arms up.
What if it pulls me up too?
No, it won't do that. You just hang on and pull it down again, like you saw me do. Then I'll do the hand stroke again and, well, so on. Remember the clapper's tied so you won't hear it ring. Right, ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. And I pull down. And up goes the Sally.
Oh, ah.
That's it. Now you pull down on the backstroke. Keep going. Don't let go. And I pull down on the hand stroke.
Oh, hey. Well, Mum, look.
Yes, well done.
That's the way. You're doing fine.
What about the one I thought was bullying?
Yeah, she was. The AI came this morning.
Ah, okay. Hopefully not too late.
Otherwise, no problems really, as far as the herd's concerned.
Oh, that's good to know.
And it's really great to see you looking so much better, Dad.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling it too. And all thanks to you.
Me? What did I do?
Oh, your quick thinking, when you came out to find me.
Oh, well...
You saw what was happening. You used your head. Got straight on your phone and called an ambulance.
Yeah, well...
So they got me treated in good time. Saved my life. No two ways about it.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I've got a lot to be thankful for. I'll be back home tomorrow morning.
Well, I guess it's lucky I came back out to the parlour when I did then.
Oh, yes, it was. Very lucky.
Dad, all those things I said to you before it happened...
Oh, look, let's forget it, all right? It doesn't matter now. Ancient history. I really don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well...
Here, grab some of this fruit. I can't eat it all.
Oh, right, thanks.
Come on then, entertain me. Tell me all the news.
News?
Did I dream this, or did someone say that Susan Carter is giving up gossip?
Oh, yes, if you can believe it.
Oh, for her, that must be like making a vow of silence.
Yeah. And Helen says she's got Clary doing it too.
Clary?
No.
Oh, blimey. It's going to be quiet around the village.
Yeah. Walk into the shop and you'll hear...
absolutely nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they'll all be talking about the weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about all the news there is, I'm afraid.
Well, that's brightened up my afternoon. It's been good to see you, Tom. I know it can't have been easy to get away.
No, really, Dad.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thanks.
You've done really well for your first lesson, Lily. You've got a natural feel for it.
Really? Mm. Oh, wow.
There you go, a natural.
Oh, I wish I could have heard it ringing, though.
Well, tell you what, if I move the box over here...
Oh, you mean...
As you've done so well, you can have a go on this one here.
Oh, great.
This bell's not tied, so just a few rings.
Yeah.
Ready? Just do the same as before. And...
hey! Oh, yes, awesome! I'm a real bell ringer!
Come on. You're hungry or not?
Hello! Bottle time.
Hi, Clary. Yeah, not getting very far, though.
Oh, no, I can see that.
Still, I'm grateful to be feeding a healthy lamb.
Hey? Oh, yes, that nasty virus. Eddie's been talking about it.
Pip's had to change her plans.
Has she?
Bill Oldfield called her. He doesn't want her to do the Hassle the Lamb project for Hassett Hills.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it would be a bit insensitive. She's disappointed, of course. But he says she'll be able to do it next year, assuming this virus doesn't get a real hold.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, you're hungry now, are you?
Ah, there you go. That's better.
At last. We're all a bit pushed, you know, with David down at Bridge Farm.
He's still doing the early milking?
For the next couple of days, yeah.
Oh.
Then Pip's offered to do a few mornings after that.
That's good of her. And how's things with Tom and Helen? How are they managing?
Just about, I think.
It must be so hard for all of them.
You know Tony's due home this morning.
I thought about going in to see him, but I didn't want to be in the way. I'm sure he's had lots of visitors.
Oh, come on, you.
Looks like he's had enough.
Well, that's it. Can't stand here all morning.
Yeah, and I'd better go and find Bert. Oh, here's David back again.
Good, he can take over this.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, got a job for you here.
Yeah, so I see.
How's everything at Bridge Farm? Is Tony back?
Yeah, just as I left.
How was he?
Well, pleased to be home, but still not looking up to much, you know.
No. Okay, well, I'm off to see Bert talk about roses.
Roses?
Oh, well, you know Brian bought my prize at the Promises auction for Jennifer.
Yeah.
There's advice on flowering plants. So now I've got to do a bit of homework, make sure I know what I'm talking about.
And Sabrina bought Harry's help with the garden, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she did. Paid £85 for him.
85?
Yeah. And you know what else she told him? She wants to wait till the weather gets warmer. And we can all guess why.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
No. Sorry, forget it. No, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say a word.
Clary?
No, I must get on now. Bye.
Bye. Funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's done it too. Given up gossiping for Lent.
Clary?
Yeah, according to Eddie, he reckons that
she'll... Okay, well, there's the lambs and here's the bottle. I'll leave the rest to you.
Yeah, Ruth, hang on.
I'm off down to do the car.
No, wait, look. I know a lot's been happening with Tony and everything, but we've got to sort out this stalemate.
No, David,
we've got to try.
I'm sorry, I don't have time for this.
And don't forget, if you need someone to come and spend a couple of hours on the tractor...
Oh, thanks, Adam. That's really kind.
Yes, it is.
Well, if you've had Brian down here filling your veg boxes...
First and last time ever, I suspect.
What Helen says, I think he actually quite enjoyed it.
Oh, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. I've not really seen him to ask.
Oh, he's offered to come and do it again.
Really? Well, there you go.
So, what other excitements have I missed?
At Home Farm? Mm-hmm. Well,
not much, I should think.
Well, yesterday was quite a big day for Chris and Alice.
Huh?
Yeah, Chris went in and signed his contract to buy out Ronnie.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, they're both pretty chuffed about it.
So when's he due to take over the business?
I think they're on target for the beginning of April.
Oh, quite soon then. Mm. Well, give them both our love, won't you?
Yes, I will. Okay, I'll have to get on.
Yeah, yes, of course.
You take care then, Tony. Take it easy.
He is under strict orders.
Yeah, not for too long, I hope.
And keep in touch. You know where to find me.
Yeah, okay, Adam. Thanks for coming over.
Yes, thanks. Bye then.
Bye.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah, yeah.
You okay? Can I get you something?
Oh, my reading specs. Did we leave them at the hospital?
Oh, no, they're probably still out in the car with your bags.
Oh, okay.
No. You stay there. I'll find them.
You sure?
Yes, you sit down, keeping the warm.
Right, okay. Thanks.
Hard, I know, but I'm afraid you're just going to have to get used to it.
You mean sitting here, being waited on?
I'm quite happy to do it, love. It's so good to have you home again.
So you think it's going to be quite a long haul?
Well, from the way he looked this morning...
Yeah?
Sat in his chair in the kitchen... I'd say it's going to be a while before he's back to milking twice a day.
Oh, poor man.
Yes, I really felt for him. And after all they've been through, you know.
Well, I suppose there's a lesson for us all there somewhere.
Maybe.
Well, life's too short. I mean, a thing like that, it could have been any of us. Could have been me. So make the most of your time while you've got it.
Yes, well, I'm back off down to the ewes.
Adam, when I say we can all learn from what's happened to Tony...
Brian.
Well, it's helped him mend things with your mother and bury the hatchet, so why can't we do the same?
If it was that simple...
But what's so difficult about it? I mean, it's just like I said to you the other day. All we have to do is to respect each other's opinions and agree to differ.
You can't just wish these things away, Brian.
No, of course you can't. I'm not saying we should. But surely we can agree to shake hands, declare a truce, whatever you like to call it. Come on, for the sake of the family.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, if you want.
Shake on it? Good man. Well done. It wasn't so hard, was it?
Okay, well... I've got spreading to do.
It'll make life so much easier for both of us. And your mother's going to be thrilled when I tell her.
Mum?
Hello. I've just made us some coffee.
Oh, thanks. So, is Dad...
I've just settled him upstairs.
Oh.
He won't admit it, but just the trip back from the hospital and getting used to being home again...
Yes.
...really taken it out of him.
Well, I won't disturb him then. I'll leave him to it.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
If you've got a few minutes, we ought to have a talk about next week's cafe launch. Tom's still very keen to go ahead.
Yes, I know.
So, if he can manage his ready meals... We need to think about how we'll do our side of it for Manbridge Organics.
Mum, before we do that, there's something else.
All right, go on.
The dairy. Okay, so we've managed so far, but only by the skin of our teeth. And with Susan working evening shifts.
Yes, I know. It's not been easy for her.
We can't expect her to keep it up, and it's such a crucial time for us. The relaunch, our new lines, new orders in the pipeline... We just can't afford to lose the momentum.
Well, you're right, of course, but...
I don't see how we can do it, Mum. Not with things the way they are.
Well, I suppose we'll just have to, somehow.
Well, how? We've got to face up to it. With Dad the way he is, you're going to be kept busy looking after him. You won't have much time for the dairy.
So, What do you suggest?
Take on some extra help.
Well, maybe, but...
We need to get someone in fast. Someone who knows what they're doing and who can get straight down to work.
You mean Clary?
Yes, Clary.
But we can't just ask her now, straight out of the blue. Not after everything that's happened.
Well, why not? She's still got no other work, and we should at least try her first before we have to start hunting around for someone else.
Yes. Yes, you're right. We must, but... Well, I suppose I'd better go round and have a talk with her.
Why didn't you let me go, Mum? It might be easier.
Well...
I mean, it might be easier coming from me, less complicated.
If you think she'll want to come back again.
Well, we shan't know till we ask, shall we? If you can take Henry when Nick comes, I'll go and see her now.
Go on!
Oh, you beat me to it. I was coming to help you fetch them in.
Well, I've done it now.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see them back out to grass again anyway.
Tig, quiet!
Ruth. Every hour that you spend working with the cows, you're doing it for nothing. You're making a loss, even. You're getting us one step closer to going bust.
David, I know.
So, we need to stop and make some time and come up with some answers. If we are going to find that much money for a new tank, we need to have a plan. So, any bright ideas?
What?
Because I don't have any. Okay, I know you can't face selling the herd.
No.
No. So, what is the alternative? We've been through them all. We decided we couldn't make a New Zealand system work for us. So... Where do we go from here?
I just don't know what to do.
Okay. We'll take some time and have a think about it. But we need an answer soon.
David...
You say you can't live without the cows. All right. So, you tell me. How can we afford to live with them?
Sorry, I hope this isn't a bad time.
No, of course not. It's lovely to see you. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
The kettle's on. Won't be a minute. Oh, I've been thinking about you all, wondering how you was managing.
Well, Dad's home now.
Yes, I heard from Susan.
He's not up to much. He's been told to rest at first. Take it easy.
Poor man.
Yeah, well, at least he's on the mend and... He will make a full recovery.
Yes, thank goodness. I can't tell you how glad I am, Helen. It was such a shock when I heard. And then waiting for news, I just didn't know what to think.
Look, he's much better already, but it is going to take some time.
And it's very good you've come round, because I wanted to ask, do you think he'd mind if I were to pop down and see him?
Well...
Just to say a quick hello, I wouldn't stay long, I wouldn't get in the way.
Clary...
I know you must all be frantic trying to get the work done.
Yes, yes, that's really why I've come round. I wanted to ask you a really big favour.
Huh?
Well, Mum is going to be very busy looking after Dad, so she won't have very much time for the dairy. Do you think you'd be able to come back and help us out?
What, me? Come back to the dairy.
It would be so great for us if you could. But only if you really feel you'd like to.
Helen, don't have to ask. Well, of course I will. Of course I'll come back.